target of the day is may the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah, for time on zero, ski 200, row 400, bike 800. And on 10, row 400, bike 800, ski 200. On 20, bike 800, ski 200, row 400. And then on 30, you pick your poison. We have an optional fourth round. Up to you if you want to do it or not. And you pick a combination of one of the previous rounds. We have an RX Plus with increased distances of 250 for the ski, 500 for the row, and 1,000 for the bike. Okay, you program this one. So
yeah, here, but before we get into that, do you get the name?
I have no idea what we're trying
to do. I went home excited about this because of the name and because of the fourth round. That phrase, may the odds be ever in your favor, is like the phrase from the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, the Hunger Games. That's right. That's where I've heard it.
Yeah. And then the fourth round, optional fourth round, hunger test.
Who wants it?
But may the odds be ever in your favor.
Ah, okay.
And it's like a guaranteed, you're going to die now. That's what that really means in the books and in the movies.
All right.
Like you're going into the Hunger Games. Two people live, everybody else dies. Whereas on this, everybody goes into this workout.
Like, good luck.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was delighted with the name
that's
of that
a,
one.
That's a good one. That is good. You nailed it.
We're working on fitness here.
Yeah, we're working on fitness. So yeah. I see here on the ski, like the ski is always 200.
Correct.
The row is always 400.
Correct.
And the bike is always 800.
Yes.
We just switching the orders
just
around.
Switching the order around, yeah. So I think there's like there's like 9 or 12 different options as to ways you can do this. Here are just 3 that really appeal to me. And then on the fourth round, you pick your favorite one of the ones that you've done before.
Oh, so you don't make up a...
You can make up your own one.
A fourth one.
Yeah.
If you want it.
You can. So long as you stay 200 ski, 400 row, 800 bike, you can do it in any order you want. So if there's an option that you haven't done in the first 3 that you'd like to try, I don't know if there's any one that you'd be like, do you know what? This one would be better. What would you pick if you're in the fourth one?
As a fourth one?
Yeah.
I think I'd definitely finish with the bike. So when I look at the first one on zero, it's ski first,
yeah,
row 4. And then bike it. That to me looks most appealing.
Yeah.
Because it's in the order of I hate it. I hate it less. I hate it least. Yeah. So that looks like, okay, I could have another go at that. The only issue is I'm freshest there. And if I have to do it again, my likelihood of chasing a time is probably goes away. And then I'm like, shit, I'm probably not going to beat that. But I do like that one the most. Maybe I would try it. The absolute opposite to that, to see how awful that would be.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, there's an additional layer to the hunger test here, isn't there, where it's like, right, what's your favorite one? Do that first. What's your least favorite one? Do that last, and then do the one in the middle. So then you get to start with what you like, really go for it, empty the tank, and then you have to go to the one that you like the least right towards the very end. And that's a proper hunger test, isn't it? So then can you stay fast throughout the first 2 and then really push towards the end on something you don't like? There's layers to this today.
Like, I even look at that now. If I do the worst way, like I start with the bike and then I go to the row and then finish with the ski, there's something appealing about that as well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's just going to get worse. Yeah. But what I like is the distances are getting smaller.
Yeah, and the 200 is like, it's not a terrible way to finish on the ski either.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were programming this, like, what did you have in mind?
Yeah, in my mind, like, we talk about it all the time now, but like the Bronco test is coming and I'm thinking, having done this type of work before where there's intervals within the Bronco where you're obviously running 20 out, 40 out, 60 out, like each of those you kind of approach slightly differently. Like you don't run the 20 meters the same way you run the 60 meters. The 20 meters is like almost constant acceleration, whereas the 60 just isn't. It's a bit more steady. And it's kind of like that whenever you do this as well. Like the 800 meters on the bike takes a little bit longer than the 200 meters on the ski, even though for most people, the bike will feel a little bit nicer. So I kind of have that in my head whenever I was programming
this. Changes of gears.
Exactly. But then there's the repeatability of this as well, where the Bronco's one continuous nonstop thing. But in order to really get to a good score there, we know, like, we've programmed this type of workout so many times, like doing shorter, faster stuff allows us to really elevate the heart rate, really push the boundaries of what we're able to do, rest, recover, not completely, but a little bit, in order to go and push that again. And we know that carries over to more non-stop continuous work as well. So that's what I was chasing.
And you know what's interesting? Like we said at the start of the quarter, like the Broncos just a way for us to train, like it's a target to get us to do certain type of training. And now these awful intervals, like the horrible pain zone, are so regular now. Yeah. That's almost like normal.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a few weeks ago, this would have been like, this is going to be the worst thing of all time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now it's just another, oh, Tuesday, deadly, yeah.
Yeah, this is what we're doing now. And I think it's good to be able to zoom out and say, we're doing all this really hard work right now. Imagine how fit we're getting.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard to see it right in the middle of it. But I think when we go and test ourselves in a Bronco or in similar type tests, even going doing something like Fran, yes, would just be like the norm, because that's the zone we're in. And I think in that zone is where we get most benefit. That's where we can go really fast, really short if we need to, or we can go longer as a result of it. So like pushing into the pain zone in this one is the key, isn't it? Like it's about going into that
100%
horrible place.